Welcome to another episode of the IC Pixels podcast. This is David.
This is Anthony.
Thanks for tuning in. In this episode, we have more than one exciting topic to talk about.
Bong.
I don't remember what they were. Well, I guess the first topic I wanted to talk about quickly was important skills to have in addition to knowing how to design stuff as a designer. I do web design and I do software development stuff as my day job, but I do graphic design on the side. So I know I have like a different skill set than some people may have, but I see a lot of people like posted online like having problems with their computer and stuff like that. So I was thinking, like, in order to make yourself like, I guess, more, not to say well-rounded, but able to more effectively take care of problems.
Kind of self-sufficient.
Self-sufficient, yeah. What other skills would be good to have? So I know, like, in the past we've talked about, like, you know, I don't want to do web design. Or I want to do web design, but I don't want to implement the design. I don't want to do any coding or things like that. So that's perfectly fine, but I think it is helpful to be able to have some skills adjacent to the skill, your main skill set or the main thing that you want to do.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. So the first one that came to mind was just like basic technical troubleshooting skills, because Adobe products are not as flaky and prone to crashing and breaking and burning as they used to be.
Yeah.
But having some level of troubleshooting skills in terms of the software on your computer, but also in terms of like your operating system and stuff like that, are useful, because then you're not like running to the Mac store every time something goes wrong. You're not beholden to the whims of a genius at the Mac Apple store or whatever like that. You can actually take care of some things.
Or the Microsoft store.
Yeah, I've seen one of those.
It's
no one goes there.
That's not platform shame. They have that?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Yeah, something I would suggest is, I mean, it kind of goes along with other things, but, you know, I mean, learn, brush up on some basic, like, social media skills, as far as, like, you know, best practices or, you know, some... Especially if you're doing work for somebody, it's good to know, even if you're like, I'm not trying to set this whole thing up for you and run this or whatever, but you should be able to give some people some basic information. And I mean, this is stuff anybody can Google and find, of course, but it wouldn't hurt to be able to, you know, include that, especially if you're presenting something to somebody, that so that you can present that as a product, like, hey, I'll also, you know, do this for you. So
yeah,
you need to be able to
So I know at some point in time we had an episode where we talked about the idea of basically like add-on skills, where there are certain things you can easily add on to the services you already provide that can increase your income.
Yeah.
Not necessarily exponentially, but they can say, oh, well, I designed your website. I can also build it for you. I can implement it. I can do the HTML, CSS, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Or in your example, I designed some social media stuff for you. I can also like help you use some sort of platform to schedule it and stuff like that. So I think that's useful. And then the thing I think about most of this information is stuff you can Google. So like I'm by no means like an IT expert, like how to troubleshoot computers or like my computer's running slow. I'm not the expert, but I know how to Google it. And so a lot of what I know is just based on Googling. You know, like in turn. And so like, I'm not 100% lost if I'm on a Mac or if I'm on a Windows machine. If something's acting funny, I know like some basic things to try, and I know how to Google to find the answer. So it's not like,
yeah.
I wouldn't recommend you need to necessarily go take a class, but just like if something goes wrong, try and Google the answer and then remember what you learned. And then in the future, you're not like handcuffed or trapped where you can't do anything.
Yeah. I mean, one thing, you kind of mentioned it, but you know, like even if you're a designer, you should, I mean, I put this on the list, learn some basic HTML. And some basic, you know, start looking into UX stuff and UI, learning that too, because especially if you're designing websites or you want to get into that. I mean, you know, who wants?
It's all part of design, and then
Who wants to only design flyers? You know, but you should be able.
Nothing is single platform these days, I would say, or for the most part.
Yeah,
it's very rare that you're going to design something, and it's only going to be on the web. It's only going to be printed. It's only going to be on desktop. Everything's going to be mobile. It's going to be on a tablet. It's going to be an iPhone. It's going to be on Android.
Yeah.
It's going to be printed possibly too. So you got to, having some knowledge of that, then you're not. So I work with designers in my day job doing web stuff where they don't. This was a long time ago, but like, well, not that long ago, but some designers just had no clue about like making sure their stuff translated well to the platform.
Oh, yeah. They get too caught up in the, you know, their elaborate design. And it's like, well, a developer is going to have to make this, and you're going to come back with a lot of issues if you don't know how to build it so it's responsive, or, you know, just thinking all the way through that. Like, don't design in one dimension, especially with web stuff.
Yeah, and I think if you think through those things ahead of time, of course, these are questions you should ask your customer when you're, like, planning the job. Like, hey, where is this going to be used? How is it going to be used? That type of stuff. But then if you are at least broadly familiar with what's required to get this working on the web, or to get it working on Instagram or Facebook or social or whatever social media platform, or to get it in a video or whatever. If you're broadly familiar with that, then when you start your design, you're not going to start out automatically handicapped. Because like, if I know this thing is possibly going to be printed and maybe used on web and maybe in video or whatever, then I'm not going to start off with my file at 72 DPI in RGB or whatever, because I know, hey, it's got to go. It's got to go to print, so I need 300 DPI, and it needs to be CMYK.
Yeah,
and those type of things. Like, there's been a few times when I have forgotten to ask people that, and then I'm like, crap, and I got to convert everything, and it's changing. It's a whole lot of struggle. But asking those type of things and knowing broadly that how that works, then it can kind of save you a bunch of time and prevent some issues.
Yeah.
The other thing I was gonna say. Of course, one of the obvious things you should probably have skills in or some knowledge of is business, just like how basic business stuff works, how to write a proposal, how to create an invoice and do a statement of work and stuff like that. Most of that stuff is easy, and you can find templates on the internet and stuff like that. So, again, nothing complicated, nothing that you have to go get an MBA to do, but very helpful to know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, I would familiarize myself definitely with some accounting software. You know, if that's what you're working for yourself, you know. I mean, but these are basic, really basic things. I'm trying to think of something else that would actually help a client. If you actually knew how to also do this thing for them.
I'd say like general marketing strategy stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, these are things. That's something that you could find, because these can be add-ons when you're offering somebody something that you can like. Here's also this thing, and here's this thing. These little pieces, just to, you know. And it's easy. You could find this stuff for free. Just rebrand it, and then you're offering something more than just the basic. Like, okay, here's your thing. Okay, go run off with it. You know.
Yeah.
Because they feel a little more taken care of and things like that. If you can give them a little bit more than they ask for, especially if you can find this stuff for free. So.
Yep. So if you don't already have some of those skills, I would definitely look into them. And then if you're listening and you think there's other things worth learning, or like basically either add-on skills or just skills that is good to have so that you're not in a struggle to get your job done, then definitely leave a comment.
Yeah.
So what was our next topic we were going to talk about?
McDonald's is trying to go minimal, apparently. Then you saw an article about a billboard that it just said like muffin, egg, cheese. I'm not looking at it right now, but I don't remember exactly what it was. But it's like a dark background, and it's just those like couple of words on that, you know, the minimal design and stuff like that. I just wanted to see how you thought, what you thought about that. Like, you know, does that work for a company of that size? Like, what, you know, what is that effective for them?
Based on what I saw, I think it is, because it's so I don't know. They're so iconic, they don't have to do much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not hard for them. Like, so we'll have to link some of this in the show notes, but the design does not say anything about McDonald's.
Yeah.
But it's just like saying, like, for instance, if you say the word search, now, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking about Google automatically.
Yeah.
So if you have the word muffin, egg, sausage, cheese, muffin, I'm like, oh, it's an egg McMuffin. I need to go to McDonald's. Like, it's that subliminal advertising. And I like it. Also, because, like, so in the design, they have the words. It's like a brown background. And then they have the word muffin in, like, tan. Egg is in white. Sausage is in, like, a brownish color. Cheese is yellow. Muffin is tan. So it's, even the colors line up with what they're talking about. But I don't know. I like it.
Yeah. I like the direction of it. I thought it was, like, really succinct. I mean, it's something that, you know, probably only McDonald's could pull off. Because, you know, if everybody started, you know, just listing their ingredients on billboards, then that's just ridiculous. It's like, all right, whose chicken sandwich is this? You know, like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah. What are you describing? But that was very specific to them. Like, you know, like, especially since they were the first ones to do it. I mean, I wouldn't suggest it for somebody's little random business.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, depending on what you're doing. Because there are, you know, you see signs just like tires, use tires. Like, I don't care what the brand of your company is. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, that's the thing. They're selling, like, so if you're selling a service, it's more complicated. But if you're selling a thing, like,
yeah,
use tires, then your sign doesn't have to say much more than use tires.
Yeah, because that's really what I'm looking for. I really don't care what the name of your company is.
Right. And McDonald's, well, so McDonald's, the benefit is, like, everyone knows McDonald's, and they're kind of well known for the thing that they sell. Like, everyone knows about an Egg McMuffin. So if I just describe it to you, you think of McDonald's. You don't think, like, does Burger King sell that? No, they don't.
Yeah. And it's not like it's in, like, a different colors and stuff like that. I mean, it is on brand for them. So it's not like you look at it and you're like, who is this selling? You know, it's not like purple and orange. You know, it's their color. So if you've been into McDonald's and that intrigues you, you'd be like, oh, McDonald's. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'd be interested to see how far they carry that. I mean, you can't. I mean, if you've got a new product, you can't do that. But that was just for their basic, like, look. This, I guess it was an Egg McMuffin or whatever.
It's like an Egg McMuffin, a Big Mac, and a Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and those are their staples. Everybody knows those. It's like, I don't need a picture of that. I know what that is. If you have something new, then, yeah, you want to go a different direction. But, like, I know exactly what that is. Thing is, I would say, it's like, I'm a little jealous because I haven't been able to work for somebody yet that was willing to take a chance like that.
Yeah, so that's kind of a changing topic, but I 100% agree. So I used to work for a company, and I had some ideas like this. Not this idea specifically, but, you know, kind of a little bit out there ideas that were just a little different than what they were doing, and definitely different than what other people in the segment were doing, and they were like, no. Not at all. We want to keep it regular and boring. And I'm like, no, but what, you know, try it. People will see this and be like, what? And they'll remember you, but they're like, nope. Not trying to be remembered. Well, that's not what they said, but basically, like, let's keep it safe.
Yeah.
So I've always, that's something, I've run into a few clients that are willing to try and be interesting and do something different here and there, but the majority are, I don't know. There's a few that are just like, I trust you, you're going to do what's right. But it's not often that I get a client that's really willing to take it there. So that is cool, because it's like, man, I have, these are some of the ideas that I can see myself coming up with an idea like this. But the customer being like, nah, we're not trying to do all that.
Yeah. I know. Where I am now, it's like there's always there can be a back and forth of, like, you know, like, oh, that's a cool idea, but it's a fear that, like, what if this backfires? I mean, I understand, especially for a billboard, that's a huge, it's a risk because it costs a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if you're going to put something up, you got to put something up. Because you always run into, it's like, no, you should add these things, make sure you put the phone number on here, make sure, and by the time you add everything, you've ruined your nice clean design.
Yeah.
You know, with websites and like all the, you know, I mean, which I think some people get frustrated at Facebook's guidelines for ads and stuff like that, but it's like I appreciate it. You know how they won't allow a certain number of words in your picture and stuff like that. Yeah. I appreciate it. It's like, yeah, keep it clean.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Yeah, I can say I've had the same experience where I had the good idea. The customer was kind of willing to buy on, but then they wanted to add all the things to it, and it's, I don't know, I think some of selling that good, those type of good ideas is basically talking to the person and kind of explaining the thought behind it and all that type of stuff. And you have to, you basically have to sell your idea so that they realize what you're selling, you're trying to sell to their customer. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You have to spend a lot of time selling to them, and that can be difficult. Like if you're not meeting with them in person, or if you're not, you're just doing it via email or something like that, or you just like don't feel like writing a bunch of stuff. You're just like, yeah, here it is. Pick one.
Yeah. Well, and you're trying to balance your design experience and your ideas and everything off of, you know, sometimes you're going to deal with somebody where they feel like they are, I mean, while they may be the, you know, the expert in their field, it's some people, they consider themselves the audience when they aren't.
Yeah, that's a big problem, I think. Because I've run into a lot of people that are selling to themselves, but their audience is not themselves. Their audience is someone completely different, but they only
market doesn't to care themselves. About all of these things that you're talking about. And it's like, you are going through this and seeing all this stuff. Nobody cares. They're not looking at that.
They're marketing that whole saying about preaching to the choir. They're doing the exact same thing, and it gets annoying because it's like, no, this is not going to work. But they don't. Yeah. I don't know.
It's just ineffective, and yeah, but you know, whatever. Enough about me complaining about my job. anyway. I guess the other thing we were going to talk about is something that came up with somebody selling design training, basically. Like training on like how to design things for yourself and stuff like that. But their ad lacked the needed design training in presentation.
Well, let me ask you this.
Basically, their flyer was ugly.
Well, what do you think about those types of classes? I've never taken one, but do you think, in your uninformed opinion, that like one of those online webinar type of things, not like Udemy or anything like that, but like an online webinar that you got to pay for to attend, do you think that they would be able to teach you enough to be good or mediocre?
Because
I feel like there's a whole lot of teaching the software stuff that.
Yeah, I mean, they can teach you the software, maybe some basic. What are they going to teach you? The golden triangle or whatever it is, the rectangle, circle, whatever it is. You know, composition stuff like that. I mean, maybe they'll go over that. Maybe, but I'm thinking that it's mostly a software teaching kind of thing. Which, you know, that's nice if you're going to learn the software, but as far as like teaching somebody to be good at designing or something like that, it's like, I don't know, it's like teaching somebody to have a good eye at photography. It's like, I don't know if I can, I mean, sure, you can help somebody improve and there's guidelines and stuff like that, but it's kind of like either you have it or you don't. Some people just don't have bad taste, I guess. I don't know how to teach that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think, if you really want to get into design and you already have an eye for it, you already kind of have some ideas about it, then it's more about learning the technical skills and the programs that you need to learn. So I would not pay anybody for a webinar for that. I would stick to trusted sources like lynda.com.
Like Adobe.
Or Adobe.
Adobe will teach you.
There's plenty of stuff on YouTube. Still on YouTube. Free.
Yeah.
Like all those are very good sources of learning stuff. Because like every time the Creative Suite updates, they have new stuff that I don't even know about because I don't always read their emails or whatever. And so checking out those videos and stuff has taught me a lot. And I think that's a better place than going to someone's webinar and expecting to learn what you need to learn. Of course, they're just marketing and all that stuff, type of stuff, but no, I wouldn't waste my time with that. And then I think, I haven't attended that webinar, but I'm assuming that they're not going to get you, they're not going to teach you everything you need to know. And they're not going to teach you at a level where you would actually be able to produce and like make a decent wage, I think. I might be wrong. But I know we maybe last year we had a class talk. We had a podcast where we talked about these people offering classes. And I always have to wonder, are they offering classes because they can't actually do it full time for real? You know what I'm saying? Because you know that saying, like those who can't do it for real, they teach.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like
those who can't teach and those who can't teach gym.
But like those that I'm not saying that everyone that teaches a class is not capable of doing the work, but
yeah.
There's obviously a large market for classes and you can make a lot of money doing it. So I always have to wonder, like, are you just going after the money or do you really love doing this? Or are you actually good at it? And if your flyer looks like
trash,
is
this something you're actually, are you actually trying to help out or are you just trying to make money? Yeah. Which I don't like that either. I don't like feeding on people that are actually genuinely looking for help. I don't like the idea that I don't like feeding on that. It's like you're feeding on the poor almost, you know? Yeah. It's like, you know, if you're going to charge a reasonable amount, cool, but like the people that are just, you know, you don't really have valuable information and you're just trying to sell something, I don't like that. Like don't be predatory with your, you know, things when people are trying to learn something. Like it's just kind of a gross like way to approach business to me.
Yeah.
And it's kind of saturated right now with everybody doing their own classes and their own. And I'm conflicted about that. It's like, if you know something, yeah, you should get paid for what you know, your knowledge and things like that. Especially nowadays, because there's a lot of things that you can learn that they're not going to teach you in college. Or college is too slow to innovate to be able to teach it. Like social media stuff and things like that. It's like, they're not going to be able to teach you that in college. Because by the time it's approved for curriculum and whatever else they have to do, it's irrelevant. So
I don't know, in my opinion, so my opinion is based on me being cheap, but also I do feel like for most things that you may want to learn, there is a free alternative, there's a free way to learn it, or an inexpensive way to learn it, and there are like accredited sources that you could go to get the information. I wouldn't get it from some non-accredited source or somewhere. Because like if you go through Adobe and get the training, you could get a certification. And that's far more valuable than, you know, LaTisha or whoever it was that taught you a class on graphic design. Because now you can take that and you can actually get a real job.
Yeah. This I really feel like that thing was for people that just I don't know. I feel like it was geared to people just trying to design for something for their, you know, salon on social media. Yeah.
And I think that's there needs to be a difference. So I'd say if you want to take one of those classes, you got to really evaluate what they're going to teach you and ask as many questions as you can and stuff like that, because design for social media is not the same as all design. And then good design for social media and just making memes is two different things.
Yeah. Yeah, very different.
So I think it's good to evaluate and make sure you have a clear understanding of what you're going to get. And then, like, look at what these people do. So I know there's a lot of people, there's a particular individual we've talked about in the past who had classes they were offering, and I looked, and they were about web design, and we looked at some of their work, and it was just a bunch of WordPress templates. Or like Squarespace templates that they were using for different clients. Of course, some of the clients were high end, but that's cool. But then I'm not willing to pay you a lot of money on how to use a template that someone else designed and just plug in content into it. Like, no, I'm not going to pay you anything for that, because I already know how to do that. Or I know, like, if I buy that template from ThemeForest, they're going to give me instructions on how to do exactly what you're teaching me. So why?
Yeah. Well, and I think they were, I guess to kind of balance it out, they were talking about, I guess some of the business aspects and things like that. Yeah. They made it clear that you could get to that in the unit 3 portion of their, once you sign up for the class. But, so I don't know what the value of that was, you know, but, just to be fair, it wasn't strictly like, I'm going to teach you how to be a good designer kind of thing. It was like, all right, well, this is how you get clients and blah, 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 and stuff like that. So, I think there is a value in that. Yeah. I just wasn't trying to pay what she was charging.
Who said it was a girl?
They were charging. Them. Sorry.
Yeah, gender neutral over here.
Yeah. But,
I think it's very useful that there are so many classes available now. Do you think it's important to have a degree as a designer? I think it matters depending on what you're going to do with it.
Get a bachelor's.
What are you going to do with it?
I mean, after a bachelor's, you know, not really.
I think
really.
It matters if you're trying, let's say you're trying to teach, then you probably need to get an MFA.
Well, yeah, then you need to.
If you're just trying to be a designer at some company or something like that, a bachelor's is good. If you're just trying to do freelance, I don't know if a degree is necessary.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you have the business mind for it, then you're going to train yourself and learn your skill and everything. You can put yourself on Fiverr and all that. Nobody cares if you went to school. It'll be like, all right, well, can you do the work? All right, cool. Because, I mean, it's one of those things that moves so fast. It's like, is it going to be relevant what you learned in school? But, I mean, I would say it's safe to just go in and get a bachelor's at the minimum and then just go from there. I mean, you know, I've seen a couple of jobs. They always ask that.
Yeah, so. If you're trying to work for someone else, they want some kind of assurance.
I mean, me and you, we've been in it for so long. Nobody cares about where we went to school.
Yeah. They just want to know that you could pass college. You're smart enough to do that.
Yeah. For me, I mean, it's been like 10 years ago. So it's like, yeah, you know, 12 years ago, actually. So it's not even like relevant anymore. Like where, you know, so I did see something. It was like asking if you had a master's degree. Like, no. I mean, I know you have one, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I think a lot of companies, a lot of jobs I've looked at, they just want you to have relevant experience. Like a degree in it or relevant experience. So experience can make up for a degree in a lot of cases. If you're looking at entry-level stuff, they're probably going to want you to have a degree in something. Just so that they say, okay, you're competent enough to work in a professional environment or something like that.
Yeah.
But again, a great portfolio can outweigh, or a lot of experience can outweigh a lot of that. Because I have a friend who didn't have his undergrad for a long time, and he was making more money than me. But he had the experience. He knew how to do what they wanted done. And so it was like, well, okay, we'll pay you. Get it done.
Yeah. If you have the experience and a portfolio to back up that you know what you're talking about, I think they'll overlook some of those things, because some of that stuff is for their paperwork anyway. You know, just so they can, we've got, you know, whatever they have to say.
But the other thing I want to add to that is just like if you're working for yourself or no matter where you're working, I think the important thing is to always be learning, always be trying to find a way to grow. Because especially in design, of course, the concepts of design are kind of the same, but like things are always changing. Technology is always changing. There's always a new way to do things. So I think that's the important part. A few days ago, I was interviewing somebody for a position where I work, and they didn't like the type of work that they were doing currently, and so they wanted to kind of transition into a new type of work. And they had the opportunity to do it years ago, but they hadn't taken it, and therefore they hadn't learned the skills necessary to transition effectively. So let's say, hypothetically, I was trying to get into web design. I didn't know anything about it, but I didn't take the time on my own to start learning about it. Like maybe watch some videos, maybe take a course somewhere or whatever. Take a class in community college or something like that. They didn't take the time to do that. And so they basically were in a job they didn't like and were trying to transition into a new job. But like, not every company is going to be able to take that risk on you to let you learn the thing that you could have learned on your own. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of companies aren't going to be willing to pay you we know you don't know what you want to do, but we're going to pay you while you learn and you can work here while you learn or whatever like that. So I think it's important, whether you work for somebody else or you work for yourself, to spend some time every day, every week or whatever, trying to learn something new so that you can get closer to where you're trying to be. Because I guess my example from my own life is when I was in college, I was in my senior year, and I did not know anything about web design, but I had some classmates in one of my graphic design classes or whatever that knew about web design and were doing graphic design stuff, and I was really interested in what they were doing. So I spent some time, because I wasn't taking a heavy load. I was taking like 13 credits or something like that. So I started in my free time learning HTML and CSS. And because the other thing is, I was like, maybe I could sign up for classes and learn this and spend another year in college and rack up some more student loans. But I was like, nah, that doesn't sound like a good idea. So I just learned it. I acted like I had a class. So I would go to my dorm room and sit down and figure things out and learn it. And so now that has kind of become my day job. My career is doing web development, web design stuff. And it's not even what I went to college for. And so I think that's important. If you want to, you know, you can change your future if you want to. If you want to do something else, start learning it. And if you get the opportunity, you know, find a way to use those skills, because that experience was useful, and then you can throw that on your resume or sell that to your clients if you're freelancing, and then next thing you know, you could be doing the other thing that you really wanted to do instead of the thing that you're doing now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I don't know if maybe you mentioned it, but yeah, if your job, and I'm gonna say it again, if your job offers to do, send you to some classes or something like that, absolutely take them up on it, or and request them from them also. Things they'll pay for, do that. I don't know if you said that already.
No, I didn't, but that's true too.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening. Any closing? I don't have any closing remarks.
Check out our shop. As usual.
Oh, yeah.
AlienMuffin.threadless.com.
Oh, yeah, we have buttons.
We posted on Instagram several weeks ago, or at least a week ago. We have buttons. We have shirts that say, well, we have the shirt, I'd rather be reading shirt, so we got some buttons made for that. So if you're interested in having a button, send us a DM on one of our social media platforms, and we'll get to you.
Yeah, let us know you heard it on the podcast. But
thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
And we're out.